What really is redemption? In short, redemption is when you are in the wrong camp. You are in the enemy's camp. That's not where you belong. And in that enemy's camp, you could die any minute. In fact, you are almost finished and you need to be claimed back to where you belong. And that is redemption. And that redemption has to come with a price. And today I'm going to talk about redemption. I'm going to follow one person and see how she received her redemption. Has anybody ever seen a demon-possessed person? Somebody who is demon-possessed. Have you? Right. A demon-possessed person, if you see one, you will know that this person is surely demon-possessed. To get an example of a demon-possessed person, if we look in Luke chapter 8, verse 27, it says, when Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. So this is an extreme case of a person who is demon-possessed, not wearing clothes, not living in a house, living in the tombs. In fact, he has lost his mind. This person is in a mess. So the purpose of my message today is, if you are in such a mess, you really need redemption. You need to be claimed back to where you belong. In the Bible, it also says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, he drew out the spirits out of them and he healed them. So if he says he drove them out, these spirits had so much power. If you think about it, if they can drive a herd of pigs into the sea, that's so much power. And if you think these spirits are living into someone's life, that person is in a mess. And it takes so much power. The price to redeem this person is so much. Nothing else could possibly redeem this person except Jesus. Now, I need help on this one. We need to follow a woman. And most of the time, if you follow a woman, you might end up getting lost. But today, I hope and I trust God that we are not going to get lost. Because this was a woman of God, okay? In Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, we are going to read about a woman called Mary of Magdalene, or Mary Magdalene. We shouldn't confuse this woman with the Mary, the mother of Jesus, or the other prostitute. She wasn't the prostitute. I'll read from verse 1. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. It says women there. But then it says, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. What did it say? 7 demons. So imagine, if you've got one, you are in trouble. One is by far too much. But if you've got 7 signifies completeness. If you have got 7, if things come in 7, you have had it. And if this is trouble, that's it. If it is goodness, you're blessed if it comes at 7. But this woman, Mary Magdalene, had 7 demons in her. So she was in a mess. If you think about it, her condition was the worst out of all the women because she specifically singled out. Yet Jesus healed her. So she has been redeemed. She now has a sober mind. Did he come that we may have life? Yes. This woman didn't have life. If you've got seven demons, previously we had a preamble of that man who lived in the tombs, he didn't wear clothes. Is that life? No. This woman has been restored, and now she is following Jesus. Once she was delivered, what did she do? She became a disciple, and she followed Jesus from Galilee everywhere. She went everywhere. And she was there when he was crucified. She was present during the trial. And she was even there when his friends denied him. And when the soldier threw his spear on the side of Jesus, she was there. In fact, Mary Magdalene is mentioned 14 times in the New Testament. 8 of those times she's mentioned with the other women, but she's always singled out. And on 3 of the times, they mention her alone. This is the time when Jesus resurrected. She's mentioned alone. So she is a powerful woman of God. She realized how she had been redeemed by Jesus, and then she decided to follow him. And when Jesus breathed his last, he said she was there. When he said it is finished, she was right in front of them. She is the same woman who on that Sunday morning in the dawn, she was sitting, she went to the grave. And she was asked, woman, what are you doing? Why are you looking for the dead, for the living among the dead? So in this case, this is one example whereby I would follow a woman because she did the right thing. She watched as the price was being paid on the cross. She watched as she received her life back. She watched as she received her salvation. And during this Good Friday, this is the climax of our faith, where we say, Jesus, he came and he died for our sins. And when he died for us, we were redeemed. We deserved to die. But he says, die no more, because he came for our redemption.